Welcome in Rick Windham as our co-host this morning as we begin the hour by going to the KODY phone lines as we have State Senator Mike Groney joining us for our weekly legislative update. Good morning, Senator Groney, and how are you?
Just great. Beautiful morning. Everything okay for you guys?
So a little windy. We almost blew away.
Yeah. So far, it's it's good. Don't mess it up.
Yeah, we got some good moisture with it, too. I believe we did. Anyway, I always look at it this way. I don't like killing trees. I like trees. And God, a good wind comes by once in a while, then I have some firewood. Because
I had a lot of branches there.
Yeah, branches make good firewood. They're big enough. But I enjoyed the weekend. Barb and I took some time, went to town on Saturday, and went to the powwow and to the car show, and it was fun. It was my kind of people. Nice crowds, I thought, everywhere. Folks were out and about enjoying life, even after a wind. It's what we are, and I tell you, the years I've lived in North Platte, if there's anything been done for North Platte, I think it's going to help it. It helps its attitude, is what they did downtown. I've argued for years, I'm not going to hearsay, but what they've finally done downtown is the hugest thing they could have done. All those folks who came to town for that car show, seeing the beauty of the old area and how much North Platte take pride in their old community and their history. I just like to stand and stare and not worry about tripping over a curb that broke out. But it was just nice, the activity that was down there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, in the legislature, Hilgers, the speaker, notified us and told us we're going to have a special session on redistricting starting September 13th, it looks like, and could go through the end of the month. There'll be, four, five, six bills. The main one, the big two that'll be fought over will be the redistricting of the legislators' 49 seats and then the congressional one for United States Congress. Those will be the knockdown, drag out, I believe. The rest of them, regents, it's Regents College Boards, I believe. I don't think we do that one. I think they do that locally. But there's another big one. Oh, the State School Board. Service Commission, Public Service Commission. But the two big ones will be how to... It's as the cities get bigger and it goes left... And Omaha and Lincoln are growing. Mm-hmm. It's about 150,000, I think, is what I heard, 150,000 more citizens in Nebraska since the 2010 census went from about 1.8 to 1.95 million people. And sadly, that's not all of it, though. Probably another 40 or 50,000 migrated from the rural areas into the cities. So there's probably a migration of a growth of about 200,000 people in the Lancaster County, Sarpy County areas, Lancaster, Douglas, and Sarpy County areas. And then so that shifts, changes district lines. And some of rural Nebraska will, the first congressional caucus, Lincoln, which is Fultonberry, will probably lose some of his rural area to the third district, which is us. Because we need to gain some people. We need to get back the people we lost. For example, Lincoln County, I believe, at the end of the census here is going to show about a little thousand to 1,500 loss in population. And that's happened all over the rural Nebraska. But anyway, there's going to be a shift, and rural is normally conservative. So if we have to shift it to the third district, then Fultonberry's district gets a little bit more progressive. And the same with the Omaha district, that they have to move that around. They might have to shrink that a little bit, too, because of growth in Sarpy County. But that'll be a fight. And out here, we'll lose a district. There's talk of getting rid of the district to the west of us, where Senator Williams serves now, and splitting that district up. Take Custer County north and the Brewers or Greasy's district, and then take Dawson County south and west to Hughes's district. But we're going to lose one for sure, because we for sure maybe two. But because people vote, not land area. But I don't know. I'm sitting on the sidelines watching to see what they do, but I'm not on that committee. I don't want to be on that committee. I put my name in just because I wanted to make sure somebody else didn't get in there. But there's good people on it. They're going to meetings all the time and trying to redraw those maps. But it's only one subject. Why we're having a special session, and that'd be redistricting. But Lincoln County is going to be fine. We're big enough, and they got some parameters that are in the statute. You're supposed to try to keep counties together in a district, and Lincoln County will be big enough and within the margin of error to stay a district by itself. So anyway, that's what's going on.
I was going to ask, will there be any impact on Lincoln County, Senator Groney? Do you think that perhaps the Lincoln County senator in the future may absorb another district or another county?
Well, that'd be 10 years from now. I what I'm hearing is we're fine this for the next 10 years.
Okay.
And then hopefully we grow. Got the rail park and cattle packing plant and community grows. I don't want to grow. I don't want to become Grand Island. I don't want to live in a city that big or in that area. But, you know, to keep a steady growth and not depopulate like we've had the last decade, mainly because of railroads' efficiency and cutting back and agriculture getting more efficient and productive and not needing as many employees. So Lincoln County is going to be fine.
Okay.
It will probably be, like I said, Williams or maybe even up northeast Nebraska. There's a district up there that could disappear and be, the 49th district used to be in northwest Nebraska. Now it's at Gretna. Last census, they expanded Erdmans and the Scotts Bluff district, Stenners and Hughes's, and eliminated that district and moved it to Gretna, Nebraska. But I don't get as excited about it as I used to. You better represent the people, and if you do, and if you run on that basis, you can win elections. But if you're going to be just a lackey for the state chamber of commerce and big business, you're going to have to buy that election. Or if you're going to be on the other side and such a radical that Black Lives Matters and Me Too is the big issue, well, then you're going to have to convince people that that's what you want. But I read an article the other day about if you look at the districts that vote, or the states that vote the liberal and the ones that vote conservative, it's the states that have the highest real estate, the citizens own real estate. They own their own home. They own some farmland. Those are the people who are defending their property rights. That's why a lot of our ancestors came here, because they didn't want to be serfs anymore.
Sure.
And the states that vote liberal are the New Yorks, where the vast majority of the people don't own the property. They rent, they live in tenements, they live in apartments. And they seek government as their god, and government to take care of them, because they're defenseless. They can be evicted any minute. They're back to the European times when they become serfs and they just exist. Their whole existence they have to pay for. They don't have any firm footing in a home that they own. And that's why, we push home ownership. And our founding father said you couldn't vote unless you owned property. There was a reason. But that's the fact of the matter. So it's the trends we live in. But otherwise,
Now, Senator Groney, I know that you have a good working relationship with Congressman Smith, so during the redistricting process, will you be communicating with him at all or relaying notes to him or anything along those lines?
No, him or I can't do anything about it, so there's no reason to. I'll just be a vote. I mean, that's all I am down Lincoln for this deal. I have no input, and I'm not going to get in a big fight over it. I just think it's going to happen. What happens, happens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his district is safe. We've got no problem with that because it's what I said earlier. It's the Eastern districts. They try to redistrict them to keep a conservative, more conservative state. But the centers of Omaha and Lincoln have gained a lot of population, so they will have to give up their rural parts. Like right now, Norfolk, Madison County is part of Lincoln district. That is a solid conservative state. I think it's the second highest Republican or conservative registration behind Custer County. If that county goes to Adrian's district, Adrian can go on vacation. He's fine.
Mm-hmm.
He gains more conservative votes. Fultonberry's in trouble. That's what that, you know, that's the perfect example of what might happen. But anyway, no, we're fine out here as far as electing who we want, but who the majority want. But the problem is when you elect me or Smith and we go down to Lincoln, we're outnumbered by a bigger percentage.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're headed toward socialism. It's just a fact because people either work for the government or they don't own property, and they, and I'm not saying most government employees are good public servants and they're just doing a job like the rest of us do, but you have a problem, and that's where we're at. Then you have all this social stuff coming up where we divide us further by race and stuff. It's a mess.
Mm-hmm.
But it is what it is. But redistricting, I think we're safe.
And when did you say that process is going to begin, Senator Groney?
It starts the 13th of September, being
okay.
Monday.
Okay.
I'm going to be there the first day, then I'm going to skip the next 2.5. I got to be at Husker Harvest Days. It's going to go for 3 weeks. They're just going to argue for the first couple, 3 days. Lathrop will be the big leader for the, let's just be honest, there's Democrats and Republicans. You can call it a nonpartisan legislature. You lie to yourself, but it isn't. And you've got Republicans, and you know, it's about like reality. You got Republicans, and you got Democrats, and you got independents like a Calderman and a McAllister, and a, who call themselves Republicans, but they're not. They vote mostly with the left, and but its makeup is there. But Lathrop, the lawyer out of Omaha, will lead the left, and he's on that committee, and he's a smart man. And then Linehan and Hilgers will be leading the right on the fight, and I'll just smile and listen, I think. There's nothing I can do about it. You know, if I'm going to fight, it's something I can win or have an effect on. But this thing is dictated by numbers. I will tell you this, I don't believe in gerrymandering. I don't care if the world's going, the country, it's a democracy. If it goes one direction, that's the way it needs to go. But I don't like districts that are long and narrow and fingered with a boot heel on the back of them, just so you can, hopefully you can get party politics involved too much. I won't support that. I truly believe in America. I think guys like me can get elected and get Democrat, Republican, independent votes if you act. Hell, if you just say you support the guys who work for a living, the people who work for their living, struggling to raise a family, that's not Democrat or Republican. When you start cutting corporate income taxes, that's Republican. When you start doing LBG stuff, dividing us by our race, human race by our physical identity, that's Democrat. But in between, there's a mass of people who just want to have their rights protected and not to be bullied around by the rich or the poor. They just want to live their lives.
Mm-hmm.
But sadly, that isn't how politics is. is decided. I don't know if I'd said that last week on the parade. I had at the Nebraska Land Parade and at the Sutherland 4th of July Parade, I had a lot of people give me thumbs up and say, keep giving them hell, Mike. And my reply was, it tells a sad statement about America. When you tell the truth, you're giving them hell. They don't want to hear it. But anyway, it's what it is. I'm a lifelong Republican because of the pro-life social issues and the working man ideals, but that party is 80% people wear blue jeans and 20% corporate and bankers and stuff, and now you think, well, the representatives would represent the people. Well, bull. The problem is the 20% give 80% of the money or 90% of the money to get people elected, so that's why you get, that's how you get corporate income tax cuts. And that's how the Democrats get LBGQ and race stuff, because the radical investors and millionaires give all the money to them. So in the middle we sit. But it's the state of affairs right now. But anyway,
Senator,
so the redistricting, I just look for fairness. I'm just going to look for fairness, mm-hmm. that there isn't any too much gerrymandering, and it does lean towards my ideology. It's going to be honest with you, but I'm not going to support outright gerrymandering.
Senator Groney, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
No, I've tried to stay. I went to Lincoln once since the session. That was hard to do, but because I knew I had to go back for 2 weeks or so in September. But now we're working on a few bills for next year, but we'll see what happens. Mostly correction bills and, you know, corrective bills to straighten some things out we've done in the past or we'd like to see change, but nothing major.
All righty. Well, Senator Groney, as always, we appreciate the time here on Monday mornings. Have a good week, sir.
Yep, will do.
Take care, Mike.
That, again, is Lincoln County Senator Mike Groney joining us for our weekly legislative update here on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Mugs in the Morning rolls on right after this.